You were in front of Aki Sasamoto's Sink or Float from 2021. This mixed-media installation is made from 6 altered industrial kitchen sinks and appliances with LED light, HVAC duct, centrifugal fan, and illustrated whiteboards. In this gallery, the installation takes up approximately 26 by 35 square feet. Upon entering the gallery, there are 3 stainless steel industrial kitchen sinks on the right side and 3 more sinks on the left. All sinks measure 38 inches in height. The small sinks are 52 inches long by 29 inches wide, with the largest one measuring 72 inches long by 29 inches wide. Inside of each kitchen sink, you'll find snail shells, magnifying glasses, melamine sponges, sugar packets, bottle caps, command hooks, and coffee cup lids, all spinning and bumping into each other. These objects effortlessly glide, slide, tumble, and spin across the flat plexiglass surface, gridded by thousands of small holes. The objects are set in motion by a similar mechanism to air hockey tables. Air blowers below each sink force air through the small holes on the surface of the clear, perforated plexiglass surface set inside the kitchen sink, propelling the objects to float and move around. Sasamoto has carefully altered most of these objects. For example, she sanded the snail shells so that they all move smoothly across the surface. She also replaced the granulated sugar inside the sugar packets with plastic. Some shells have a feather attached to them so that they spin in a counterclockwise motion. This kitchen sink installation is illuminated from both within the depths of the sink and above. Above the kitchen sinks on the right side of the gallery wall, there is a singular row of 8 whiteboards. Each features a different drawing, inscription, and sculptural installation. The leftmost whiteboard features 11 magnifying glasses hung in a graph-like formation. The graph trends downwards before finding equilibrium. The second whiteboard has a green and red drawing of pressure and thermometer fluctuations. Below the drawings is written in black marker, quote, "When do you decide to go the other way?" End quote. A magnifying glass lays on top of the letter O in the words go and other. The third whiteboard features 2 swirls drawn in purple marker on the top right corner and bottom left corner. In between them swims a school of plastic white 3M coat hooks. The fourth whiteboard has 3 right justified columns of prices that are written in black marker. The prices range from $3 and $5.50 in seemingly random increments of 25 cents. There is a snail shell affixed to the bottom of the left column and the middle of the right column. On the bottom left of the whiteboard is a lone white plastic 3M coat hook. The fifth whiteboard has a list of different types of BLT sandwich contents, with various mixes of bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheese, ham, sausage, and avocado. On the top right corner is a separate cheese menu that lists feta, mozzarella, pepper jack, Swiss, provolone, and cheddar. A school of snail shells spreads out from this cheese menu across the rest of the BLT menu. The sixth whiteboard features 2 drawings of snail shells in red marker. The left shell spiral spins clockwise, while the right one spins counterclockwise. The words mating and survival are written in orange on the left and right side of the shells, with arrows pointing away or towards each other. Below is a 2-headed green snake that has red plastic coffee stirrers as tongues. To the sides of their head are purple arrows swirling in a clockwise motion. The seventh whiteboard features a grid of green lines that cover the entire surface. There are 4 scattered snail shells and a purple feather sticking out perpendicular from the whiteboard. The last whiteboard features around 30 red plastic coffee stirrers that are sticking perpendicular from the surface of the whiteboard. They spread diagonally like a plot graph from the bottom left corner to the top right corner. Also in this installation is a refurbished rotisserie chicken oven and an industrial fridge. Both have glass doors that reveal their contents. The rotisserie has a spiraled orange light coil that looks like a snail shell spiral, while the fridge has a neon blue serpentine curved light that loops back and forth in a parallel fashion. The rotisserie oven has two doors stacked on top of each other, with the top one featuring the rotisserie with snail shells sitting on different spikes, while the bottom compartment features shelves of snails baking in the light. The fridge has a stack of melamine cubes that from a distance look like ice cubes.